Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, May 19, 2010. A left-behind bomb wounds a Palestinian boy in Gaza and troops detain women and children in the West Bank. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian boy was injured on Tuesday night after a bomb left behind by the Israeli military exploded near him in Khan Yunis city, southern Gaza Strip. 16-year-old Hassan Abu Farhan sustained moderate wounds due to explosion, doctors reported. Farhana was playing in the fields of Al-Karara area near Khan Yunis when the bomb went off, witnesses reported. Al-Karara is target of almost daily Israeli military invasions, and Israeli troops try to evacuate the area from its residents to create the buffer zone inside the boundaries of the Gaza Strip. On Wednesday morning, Israeli tanks and bulldozers invaded farmlands that belonged to Palestinian farmers from Beit Lahia town in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. While bulldozers uprooted trees and destroyed crops, tanks opened fire at nearby resident homes and farmers who were working in their lands, causing some property damage but no injuries. Elsewhere, an Israeli settler attacked on Wednesday a Palestinian old woman and her grandson in Beit Safafa neighborhood of Jerusalem. The settler, who was identified as Ishaq Herkovich, took over the house of Shiha Ali, 80 years old, last month. Ali was on her way along with her grandson to the protest tent outside their occupied house when Herkovich attacked her. Ali sustained cuts and bruises due to the attack, while the grandson sustained an injury in the head. The story of Ali's home started 18 years ago when settlers claimed the house as theirs. Ali went to court, but settlers started harassing the family in order to force them to leave the house. The harassment includes breaking into the house at midnight and forcing its residents out. In other news, Israeli troops detained on Tuesday night 6 women and their children in the village of Arraba near the northern West Bank city of Jenin. The women and their children were collecting grape leaves from their vineyard close to the Mabu Dothan settlement built on villagers' lands. Troops detained them for some time, then moved them to a military base inside the settlement and released them in the early hours of Wednesday morning. One of the women said that after being released, an Israeli officer told them not to come again to this land, otherwise they will be jailed for a long time. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Rishmawi.